Pantry Time, introducing We Three. Johnny McMahon.
And Eula Parker.
With Margot Sheridan at the piano. Perhaps I should have said, we four. For with the three of us each night comes that other indispensable factor to your complete enjoyment, Cadbury's Born Vita.
Johnny, you do carry on, sir.
Not without a reason, Eula. For there really is something to Born Vita that makes me want to sing its praises. Perhaps it's the flavor, so rich and malty. Perhaps it's because I feel so good after it. Sort of unwinds all that nervous tightness you feel at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
In other words, it helps you relax.
Relax, yes, that's the word. And my, how well I sleep after that cup of Born Vita last thing at night. My head hits the pillow and off to sleep, quick as waking. That's what Born Vita does for you. Helps you to that full, rounded sleep you need to keep in perfect health.
That doesn't explain why you're late, John.
Well, sorry I'm late, honey, but I had my bank manager for dinner.
You're lucky. I only had a rissole.
Oh, you really sharp tonight. Talking of food, you look lovely enough to eat.
Do I? I can't imagine why. I'm feeling rather tired. Couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Uh-huh. Obviously, you forgot to take your Born Vita.
Come in anyway, John, and make yourself at home.
Thanks, honey.
How do you feel after your late night last night?
Oh, not the best. Wonderful party, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. What did your mother say when you arrived home at 4 o'clock in the morning?
She didn't say a word.
How was that? Tongue-tied?
Nope. I put cement in her face cream.
You'll have me believe in you in a minute.
Do you mind if I sit in this chair, honey? Oh, it looks lovely and comfortable.
I'd much rather you sat over here, Johnny, with me.
Mm-mm. Not tonight, thanks.
I dare you.
Nope. I'm scared.
I double dare you.
Sorry, Eula, honey, but I just don't trust you.
Oh, Johnny, come on now. I double dare you to come over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your high hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scarecat. Say, come on there, can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eye is what I'm dreaming of, I double dare you to fall in love with me. I double dare you.
Musically, honey, you won the argument, so here I am.
You comfy, John?
Mm-hmm. Euler, let's have a game of cards or something.
Oh, why?
Just because. Come on, this time I dare you.
Oh, all right. What'll we play, poker?
Mm-hmm, that'll suit me.
Good.
Here, give me those cards, I'll deal. All right, how many do you want?
Just one, thanks.
I don't need any cards.
Oh, gosh, you must have a good hand. Well, I'm looking.
Well, I win. Three aces and the jack.
No, you don't. I win.
Why, what have you got?
Two tens and a gun.
You win all right, honey, but put that pistol down, babe. I don't know, but seems like you get all the luck.
That's me. I'm awfully lucky at cards.
Obviously. But you know the old saying, Eula.
Lucky at cards, unlucky in love. Yes, I know. But it's a different case with me, Johnny.
Why?
I'm happy in love. Oh, what a feeling. You're never, never, never happy till you're really, really, really happy in love.
Nothing on earth can give you that feeling. You may be silly, silly, sappy, but oh, baby, baby, you're so happy in love.
Oh, you want everybody to know it.
Yes, you like to get up on the highest steeple.
Shout to people you're happy in love. The sky's your ceiling, you lucky, lucky, lucky chappy.
It's great to be living when you're happy in love.
It's wonderful. You feel so happy when you're
happy in love.
Ah, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Here I am, right beside you, Juliet.
L'amour, l'amour.
Dorothy?
Oh, I'm serious, Johnny. Love's a wonderful thing.
It must be for you to get that look in your eye. But you look positively radiant.
I do?
By the way, young lady, have I ever told you that you're a very attractive girl?
Oh, Johnny, don't flatter me.
I mean it.
You do?
You know something?
You must have been a wonderful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbon, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes when they handed you the prize. I bet you made a lucky bow. You must have been a wonderful baby. 'Cause baby, look at you now. Yes, baby, look at you now.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. You're not so bad yourself, you know. In fact, you're quite a hit with the women.
Yes, I am, aren't I? You can't imagine, Euler, the number of young girls who paid a lot of attention to me at the dance last night.
It's quite unnecessary, John. You've already imagined them yourself.
Are you insinuating that I was a wallflower?
Well, you were standing in the corner rather a lot.
I've been riding all day, that's why.
Riding?
I'm glad Margot was able to come, though, weren't you, dear?
Oh, yes. She certainly was the hit of the night. She's a wizard at the piano.
And what was that number everyone kept asking her to play?
That special arrangement of Kentucky Home, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Didn't she play it beautifully? Kentucky, home sweet home. And right now, baby, that's for me.
Oh, Johnny, you're not going this early.
Well, I'm only thinking of you, darling. Frankly, you don't look so hot.
Well, I like that. A little while ago, you said I was good enough to eat.
Well,
Perhaps I've lost my appetite.
Oh, well, you'll lose my friendship if you keep on saying insulting things like that.
All right, don't get huffy. I'm sorry, I must be tired, that's all.
Well, to be perfectly honest, John, you do look a bit haggard.
Oh, I do, I?
Now, don't you get huffy. I suppose I'm tired, too. Oh, look at the time, it's getting late.
Uh-huh. You can't help laughing.
Why? What's so funny?
Oh, nothing. Just us. Look at us.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are, in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
I wonder why.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest
and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Funny little fella,
drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Our next scene finds the same two sleepy people. They have been married for 5 years, and they're returning from a party.
Well, here we are, and it's nearly 3:30. What a perfectly good night wasted.
That's right. Blame it all on me.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head. We don't even know enough to stay home and go to bed.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop your grumbling. Hurry up and turn out the light. What a relief to get these shoes off. They're so tight.
Well, this hard-boiled shirt you made me wear had me suffering all night. Your social plans, my pet, will be the ruin of me yet. The man in the apartment below is rapping the ceiling with his shoe.
So what? Why should that bother us? We're making a lot of noise, too.
Two sleepy people, slightly touched in the head. We don't know enough to stay home or go to bed.
Time marches on. We find the same two sleepy people. And this time they've been married for 50 years. Of course, they seem very much older and very tired, as they've been losing all this sleep all this time. And as our scene opens, they're returning from a party.
Well, here we are. It must be awfully late.
Well, it ain't gonna do no harm to us. We don't often celebrate. Two sleepy people? Me, I'm still feeling fine.
Land sakes, look at the time. It's 9:30.
You look mighty pretty tonight, Mother.
Oh, go on, how you talk. You were pretty sharp yourself during the Lambeth Walk. Two sleepy people, now remember what you said.
Oh, shucks, I'm up so late, I sort of hate to go to bed.
Dear, do you remember the nights we used to linger in the car?
Sure do.
Watching every last fading star.
Yep.
Do you remember the doctor said our help was in the park?
Yeah. And look at me today. Why, I'll be 89 in May. When I saw those beautiful gals tonight and then took a look at the men, boy, oh boy, what I wouldn't give just to be 75 again.
Two sleepy people, as plain as you and I.
Regret, now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye. Regret, now it's time to say goodbye.
Talking of sleep, Euler, here's an interesting thing I found out the other day.
What's that, John?
Well, during the first hour of sleep, your body actually uses up more energy than during a normal waking hour.
Then the problem is, where to get the extra energy?
And the answer is Cadbury's Bournvita.
Of course.
Yes, with its nourishing content of malt, eggs, milk, and chocolate, Bournvita provides that quick source of energy your body needs to carry you through the night in sound, untroubled sleep. That's why in my house, we always make a regular practice of having our cup of Bournvita before bed. Try it yourself and see the difference it makes. And so comes time for us to say goodbye. Till next time, this is Johnny McMahon.
And Eula Parker.
With Fargo Sheridan at the piano saying goodbye for now.